It's Houston Methodist Minutes with Dr. Kors Jafardia. Doctor, how's it going today?
Very good, thank you.
Let's talk about wrist injuries, because these happen to a lot of athletes, a lot of people in everyday life. Is this maybe the most common bone injury we see among the pedestrians of the world, doctor? Because people walk, they fall, they break their fall. Is that how it works? You tell me.
It sure is, especially in sports and in the elderly population when they fall and try to catch themselves with an outstretched hand. But certainly in sports, when people fall, their initial instinct is to protect their head and the rest of their body and catch themselves with their arm. And that's where the wrist fractures come into play, because that's the most common bone to get affected in these injuries.
So is a sprain a possibility here as well? What are the other less severe injuries?
Yeah, so you can get sprains, you can get ligament injuries and tears, or you can just get a frank fracture. And sprains happen when you have the extremes of a flexed or extended wrist in motion, basically. And then fractures, of course, occur with falls and with the load on the wrist. And then ligament tears are when the joints stretch so much that the ligaments have to give way in an extreme situation.
All right, what about elbow? Because I know you're an expert on this as well. For the common folk, for lack of a better way of putting it, excuse me for putting it that way, but what is the most common way to injure someone's elbow that you see?
It's again, a fallen, outstretched hand, but more so with the elbow locked and extended. And you can get fractures of the smaller bone in the elbow. You can get the triceps pulling on the bigger bone in the elbow and fracturing that one as well. And there's a lot of dislocations that happen around the elbow as well. It's a very common injury in the elbow, so you have dislocation.
All right, so I know you're a hand expert in general here as well. I once injured a bone in my hand. I couldn't believe how many people are experts at this, where you have to do hand therapy and all these different treatments. Tell me what goes into that, because I know it's probably a pretty complicated appendage, right?
Yeah, so there are so many small bones in the hands and fingers. You know, each finger has four bones and the thumb has three. And there's eight bones in the wrist. So altogether, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of ligaments holding those bones together, and then tendons crossing over the joints and the ligaments. So altogether, whenever you have these injuries, these all have to move and glide properly and without getting too much scar tissue. And so it's a delicate balance when you have injuries like you had. And that's why the therapists come into play, and they get the patients and the athletes moving earlier and more properly so that the scar tissue doesn't ensue.
Doctor, great information. Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure thing.
Dr. Kors Jafardia from Houston Methodist. It's the official healthcare provider of the Houston Texans, Houston Methodist, leading medicine.